Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
All right, Rob.
Right.
What are we talking about?
This one jumped out to me at the weekend, actually, and it says three new life forms have been discovered in different locations on the International Space Station.
Whoa, aliens. Is that what we're talking about today?
Well, I think so. It's the ISS potentially offering researchers a new way to grow food in space. Whenever I see that, and I will do it again, I can't help but do that voice.
Fair enough.
Very Hitchhiker's Guide.
I was thinking more like the Muppets. Oh. Pigs in space.
Oh, of course. There we go. All the best references.
Right, an American and Indian scientists have examined four bacterial strains from the station and found that three belong to species previously unknown to science.
Whoa. So, right. Hang on. The aliens we're talking about are bacteria.
Yeah, but just bear with
me.
Oh,
don't bacteria. Look so disappointed.
Maybe not. The rod-shaped bacteria were found about 5 years ago in different locations on the station. One was on the surface of a dining table, one on an overhead panel, and one in the final one on the cupola observatory dome.
Okay, hang on. How did they find those? Were they just swabbing everything, or did they just go, hey, look, guys, there's a rod-shaped bacteria we haven't seen before?
They got out a Nancy Drew-style magnifying glass and was just like,
Went like that, and he moved it, and his eye was the same size as what it was behind the magnifying glass. All that. They do, because they're constantly like checking it out because they want to make sure it's healthy environment.
Yeah, that's good.
As the bacteria are proven to be able to survive the conditions of the ISS, they could contribute to humans growing food in space.
Food in space.
Now, do you know what my first thought was? Maybe I watched too much Red Dwarf, Doctor Who, Star Trek, alien movies. Their life, they could turn into anything.
Mm.
Them little things, do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. I don't know that science agrees with that, but
my first thought was 5 years ago, just putting it out there, 5 years of timeline, Donald Trump.
Space bacteria, you reckon?
It could have been space bacteria.
Maybe one grew into Donald Trump.
You just never know. Anyway, the doctors say... Now, sometimes on here, I'll explain it to you, because I say things, I have no idea what I'm talking about. I have no idea.
Disclosure.
I don't want anybody to question me on it, because I don't know. It's just words to me at this point. So here we go.
Is this one of those moments? Is that what you're leading to there? Yeah. Okay, right. Okay.
One of the doctors said the strains might possess biotechnologically useful genetic determinants.
To be fair, also
for the
knowledge.
Growing, for the
Texting,
for the
if you
growing
know what that
of
means.
Crops in space.
Crops in they
could
space.
Be, but
space,
they could
space.
Be capable of anything. Do you know what I mean? Just you find something on a space. Is it because we watch too much shit on TV?
Absolutely.
Oh,
but that's
really
fine.
Bummer.
That's fine. If you could grow any crop in space, what would
don't
be the
ask
first
me this
thing
on
that
air,
you would grow?
Don't ask
that's
me.
That's legal.
I don't know. Oh, in what country?
In New Zealand.
A potato. I don't know.
Hey, that's a good That's a good shout. You can do a lot with a potato.
Have some chips.
Yep. Mash.
Baked.
Yeah.
You can use.
Yeah,
it.
That was another point. We won't be able to do that either, will we? Anyway.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, they reckon they're going to have to
bacteria.
Do more experiments on it, but it could work because those things have grown. Then they reckon you can grow crops in space. For when people go to Mars and all
crops
that.
Crops in space.
Just take pot noodles with you. You don't have to worry about all that. I don't know.
Most of their food kind of is basically pot noodles, isn't it? Dehydrated sort of camping
but
food.
But I don't know. It just seems so flitting. Like, we found three new life forms. Just calm, just slow down a little bit. You know, think about it.
Who knows where that could lead?
Put water on them after midnight. Just check them for
Gremlins.
Everything.
we definitely watch too much weird nerdy TV
right,
here, Rob.
Now, I was going to talk about something else today, but there was too many wheelbarrow words in it and so many blah, blah, fish and chips moments. Paragraphs of gibberish I wrote down. So that's just all that was in my mind when I read it. Remember I talked to you the other night and I said I've got this great thing because we both said something at the same time. I was going to talk about the brain and what that does.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, my brain has no idea what's going on there at the moment.
I need to
understand at least 50% of it.
Fair.
And I'm nowhere close to that, so that's what we do over Easter.
Space mash, someone says.
Space mash.
Space mash.
Someone's also asked, where did they come from?
I don't know.
Well, that's it, exactly. That's what I'm saying, do you know what I mean? Well, one of them ended up in the White House, we know that. Don't know where the other two
but
went.
But where did it come from? That's the question.
No one knows. Anyway, that's it.
All of that chin stroking going on this morning.
Lots of blah blah fish and chip moments.
Yeah, do you have them?
No, just, I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what
about.
I mean?
No.
Someone's talking and in my head, that's all I hear is blah 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 fish and chips. I have no idea what you're talking about. But then you have to act like you're engaged.
You just nod along.
Yeah.
Every time fish and chips rolls through your brain, you're like, yep, I know what you mean.
But paragraphs of gibberish, I've decided when I release loads more poems, that's what I'm going to call it.
Paragraphs of gibberish, that's your book title.
So I'm copywriting it. That's going to be my next album.
You've heard it here first. I believe The Bard is still doing quite well in the old top 10
at
the moment.
Yeah, I know. I have some more stuff coming out next month, and then there will be the big reveal of who I'm in a collaboration with.
Your mystery producer. Excellent stuff. Thank you very much for that.
Is it really Banksy? Dun, dun, dun.
Comes with his own sting bank. Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.